With just 20 days until the Iowa caucus, when that whole 08 roller coaster leaves the gate. Well, until then, we're going to continue the BPP occasional series of heading to the hometown journalists who have covered the candidates in a way the national media haven't and really couldn't. So today we'll cover Democrat Hillary Clinton, or I'll say Senator Clinton, because we've decided to focus on her political career. You know, where she really got elected to do something, as opposed to where she was born, Illinois, or where she was first lady the first time in Arkansas, or where she was first lady the second time in Washington, D.C. So we're going to bring in Albany Times Union reporter Rick Carlin. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Doing just great. All right. Good. So I lived in New York in 2000, and Hillary Clinton spent $41 million on her first campaign for Senate. She beat Republican Rick Lazio by a pretty decent margin, 55% to 43%. How did she convince New Yorkers to vote for a former first lady who never even lived in the state?
I would say there were a couple factors. Political basics, a lot of hard work. She worked the state. She went to every county, 62 counties, even some rural tiny counties that are heavily Republican. She brought a very well-organized, very disciplined, very media-savvy campaign with her to the race, and it was a textbook case of running a campaign. And Rick Lazio was also a fairly weak candidate. The thought on the inside here was that he didn't work very hard on the campaign trail, while Hillary worked extremely hard. And that seems to be what she's doing now. She's adopting the same technique, a very cautious media approach. She's quite programmed. She doesn't really go, you know, off the record or extemporaneously at all, but it seemed to work for the Senate race.
How did she manage to bury the carpetbagger label? Because that dogged her for a while.
Yeah, it dogged her for a while, but I think that she overcame that by just traveling the state and meeting with as many people as she possibly could. She did reach out to Republicans in the state, and I think people have realized that she may be from Illinois via Arkansas, via Washington, D.C., but now that she's in New York, she's taking the job of being a senator quite seriously, in all honesty.
When you say she's taking the job seriously, what has she accomplished for the state?
That's a good question. I have a hard time putting my finger on that. You know, she's brought the health care issue to the fore once again on the campaign trail. But in terms of being a senator, you know, she's worked to bring home some bacon, as they all do, bring home some funding. Although I would say her counterpart, Chuck Schumer, is probably a little more high profile in that regard. But in terms of, you know, when you're a senator, you're dealing with you're on the national stage. You're dealing with the national issues, as opposed to being, say, a congressman. But if you were to ask me what's her big accomplishment in the Senate, I'd be hard pressed.
That's interesting.
To answer that,
we're talking to Rick Carlin. He's a reporter with the Albany Times Union. So she's a senator for a term. She gets reelected really easily. That was a shoo-in. She still spent a lot of money on that campaign to make sure she was a senator. How did her constituency react when she sort of started flirting with the idea of the presidency?
I think for the most part, people were fairly pleased, at least the people in the political class in New York, people who are involved in politics, working for campaigns, working for government. New York is an overwhelmingly blue state. The Democratic to Republican registration is about 5-3. So she can kind of take this state for granted in terms of getting their vote in a primary. And frankly, there's hundreds, maybe thousands of people here in New York who work in politics who are hoping she gets elected, goes to Washington, because that could mean some jobs for them. Hmm. And more New Yorkers will be down there in D.C.
You brought up an interesting point earlier. You said realistically that she really didn't face really tough competition.
No.
I said the second time around. You even said the first time around that Rick Lazio really didn't put up much of a
That's
fight.
Right.
He replaced Rudy Giuliani, which Rudy Giuliani got prostate cancer. Am I saying that?
That's right. Yeah. He had prostate cancer. He had to drop out of the race because of that.
So now Hillary Clinton really, for the first time, is having to face some stiff competition, and she's starting to roll out some negative campaigning. Did she do that at all in her Senate race? Did she have
to
deal with it?
Really, there was none of that during the Senate races. On the other hand, as you mentioned, she didn't have to do that. Everyone knew she was going to win both those races, so there was no need for her to go negative. Why go negative if you don't have to? Because there is going to be some backlash if you go negative, right?
Now, since she's running for president, she's been accused of taking whatever is the politically expedient position. I think they call it triangulation, which is kind of a nice way to say.
Yes, I think that was her husband's coined that.
Yes, nice way to blur the lines so you can decide which side you're on when you want to decide which side you're on.
Yeah.
She added fuel to this fire at a recent debate. Let's play this clip.
I did not say that it should be done, but I certainly recognize why Governor Spitzer is trying to do it.
We have failed.
No. You said yes. No. You thought it made sense to do it.
No, I didn't, Chris. But the point is, what are we going to do with all these illegal immigrants who are driving?
That's a legitimate issue, but driver's license goes too far.
Well, you may say that, but what is the identification? If somebody runs into you today who is an undocumented worker.
There's ways of dealing with that.
Well,
this is a privilege, not a right.
It being giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
Yes.
Did she run this way when she ran for Senate, sort of staying right in the middle of the road and then stepping
pretty
over?
Pretty much. But she was not on the spot like that as she ran for Senate. She didn't find herself facing a hot topic issue like driver's licenses for illegal aliens, which came up and then quickly died here in New York State recently. So, again, it's sort of like the negative campaigning. She didn't really have to be in that spot during her Senate runs. Her Senate runs were just quite easy. Not easy. They were not very. She didn't face heavy challenges in the Senate runs, although she did work hard at them. You could say maybe now in retrospect, she was doing a dry run for her presidential campaign.
Did you ever have any personal interaction with the senator when
just
she was
very,
running?
Very little. She's very hard to get close to. Part of it's the Secret Service. Part of it is, frankly, the media bubble that she's surrounded in. She does tend to be very programmed and very cautious in her approach to the media. We in the media don't particularly like that, although it does seem to work from her perspective. The few times I've had dealings with her person to person, she's quite nice in person. You know, outside of the glare of the camera, Klieg lights.
Is there anything that the national media is missing about the Hillary Clinton running for president narrative?
Good question. So far, nothing that I'm aware of at this point. Yeah. Other than her popularity here in New York.
What do you mean?
Well, she's pretty popular in New York overall, I would say, at least among Democrats.
There you go. Rick Carlin, reporter from the Albany Times-Union. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet.